Hello and welcome to Parental Guidance Suggested. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.
And we are both fast and furious.
Or one of us could be fast and the other could be furious.
I'll have to be the furious one. I know I'm not fast.
Is that not why those movies are named that way?
I guess so.
Like, I assume Vin Diesel is probably fast and then his co-star is furious, like John Furious and Eric Fast? That could be.
So this, first tell me, how many have there been? 85 Fast and Furious movies?
I think you're correct. Okay. I think that's an accurate number.
All right, 85.
Or 8. It could be 8. Like, okay. And I up front, I want to say I have not actually made it through an entire Fast and the Furious movie.
Until now.
Yes, I did. Hobbs and Shaw, which is technically, it's not a mainline one. It's a spinoff of
yes.
those.
And with Fast and Furious, this is what I got out of all of it. There are a lot of angry people that drive. Sometimes they go to Tokyo. And they have a lot of races. And there's family dysfunction and a lot of furiousness. And somehow Vin Diesel and The Rock are in it in some form or fashion. That's all I know. There's a lot of driving very quickly by mad people.
And I think the laws of physics are somehow suspended for these movies. Like, I vaguely remember, I want to say maybe on like, you know, HBO or TNT. I don't remember where it was. But like, they were dragging a bank vault with like two Dodge Chargers while they were still racing. And I'm just like, that's not how the laws of physics work. How are they, like, I was so confused by the physics on display on, like, it distracted me so much. I'm just like, wait, I don't, what's going to happen next? Cars can't go that fast while they're dragging bank vaults. Like, I don't care how nice your car, like, and then the credits started rolling and I'm like, wait, what happened? Wait,
nothing.
What?
Wasn't Angelina Jolie in one of them maybe?
I think.
Maybe the first or
that
second?
That was like, I think that was the Brockheimer movie written in 60 seconds. Gone.
Oh, gone.
Okay.
That involved cars. Okay, see?
But yeah, you were close. That one had Nicolas Cage in it. He wasn't Fast and Furious. He was just gone in less than a minute.
Okay. Surprised that didn't cross over. Now, of all of them, though, I'm sure that at some point in any of those movies, I would appreciate certain aspects of the stunts. Because I do appreciate a good stunt.
I will say this, like, as far as like the action goes, like, if you're, again, if you're looking for like a well display of physics, you're not going to get that. If you're looking for a little verisimilitude with real life, you're not going to get that either. But if you're looking at some spectacular looking stunts that are just like well like produced, they have those in spades.
Nice.
But like, there's sometimes you're just sitting there going, I don't think that's how that works. Like, if you were to see, like, a squirrel throw a rock at Optimus Prime, and then he falls over dead, you'd just be like, wait, that's not how Transformers work. Like, I get confused with the movies when I do see the bits and pieces of them, because I'm just like, listen, I'm a big a fan as the Challenger as everyone else, but, like, I don't think cars can, did that car just uppercut a submarine? What is that about?
Who knows? So, out of all of them that I haven't seen, but have seen many trailers of, this is the only one that looked appealing to me, mostly because, well, two reasons. One, and while I say the first reason, I'm going to look up the second. So, even though you guys can't see it, Adam can, and he'll go, oh yeah, I see that. One, The Rock. He's charming. He's funny. He's Dwayne Johnson. So I will pretty much want to see anything that The Rock is in.
And The Rock is very Rock
and
in
two,
this movie.
And two, see that guy?
Is Jason Statham?
No.
That's
my friend Douglas.
Okay, well, it started blurring.
I know. My friend Douglas Terrell, who is an actor, looks just like Jason Statham.
Wow, he really
freakishly does.
Is he his stunt double?
And he has been in tons of stuff, not starring in, but he's a working actor. And I'm thinking, why hasn't anyone seen him and made him Jason Statham's brother in something?
He could genuinely pass.
Yes,
for,
as Jason.
Like, your phone kind of blurred out for a second. I get, like, for whatever reason, and it kind of peripherally, I really did think that, and I mean, we're talking about Hobbs and Shaw.
This photo in particular. It's just like him.
It really, like, throw a little bit more stubble on there, like, and, like, he is Statham-esque.
Correct. So much so, I think, because he does live in New York, I'm sure there are people who will approach him and go, no, that's not really me, and they won't believe him, because he legit looks just like Jason Statham.
That's a stupid problem to have. Like,
yeah.
And I use problem,
yeah,
quotation fingers problem. But yeah, I totally buy that.
So it's because whenever I see Jason Statham, I go, oh, Douglas is in it. Oh, it's not him.
Oh, he's not starring in a movie with The Rock.
Oh, and it happens every time, because I've known Douglas a long time. It's like, oh, Doug, he would have told me that.
And like, I think one of the other catches I had about that, there is so much talent. On display, like Jason Statham is a talented like actor in so much of the action realm. The Rock, easily one of the most charismatic actors like working today, or really probably in the last 30, 40 years. Like I'd stack him up against anybody. Helen Mirren makes an appearance like in this movie. Like it's just
is she playing her Bond character, or
she plays Statham's mother.
Oh, so in this story, guys...
And that was Judy Dench, not Helen Mirren. You're thinking of another really classy,
yes,
very talented older lady.
Yes. Okay. It can happen. So in the film, are they supposed to be related, or they just... I don't know their deal.
They have apparently appeared together in some of the Fast and the Furious movies, and they were very much kind of that at odds type of character, like... The Rock, believe it or not, seems to punch his way out of a lot of situations in those movies.
And is he a police officer, maybe?
I think he's like FBI or CIA
or something
like that.
Something and with letters.
Statham kind of operates outside of the parameters of the law. Like, he's not a bad guy, but like he's not Matt Dillon either.
Yes, got it.
So, and you get a lot of kind of back and forth. Like, most of the funniest stuff that happens in this movie is because of the two of them just bickering back and forth, like, telling the other, no, we're doing this. We're doing, like, just really using that juxtaposition. And, like, even physically, the actors look different. Like, it's a nice play back and forth. You know, The Rock is essentially, you know, Baby Huey.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got Statham, who is a bit more svelte, smaller, but like still packs.
Sinewy.
Yeah, I'll grant that. And I didn't realize this because like I hadn't researched this as much as I do some of my other ones. Kevin Hart is also in this movie.
I was just about to say, is he British Kevin Hart?
Criminally, he does not appear in every moment of the film. Like, after I saw that, and you get to see the three of them interact together.
Oh, is it golden?
This really should have been Hobbs and Shaw and Kevin Hart. Like, he needed to be in that movie just excessively more. That, and I mean, like, The Rock has done several movies. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like seeing Danny Glover and then only having Mel Gibson in a cameo, like, back in the 90s. You're just like, well... Guys, you've done like four movies together. Why not?
Yeah, the deal?
Why not just make it five, guys? Come on.
Dare I say?
Sure.
That The Rock and Kevin Hart are the Hope and Crosby of the day.
I think there's a lot of people that aren't going to understand that, but yeah, I'll allow it. Pause, Google that, and then come back to this, and you'll see what I mean. But yeah, I think it's an apt. It's an apt comparison.
Yeah, because they're the biggest of the big, Hope and Crosby. So just a comedian and a crooner acting, making movies that make gajillions of dollars based solely on the chemistry of the two players.
Really? Yeah, that's your big special effect in those films. And I mean, to a certain degree, like the pairing The Rock with somebody that like isn't necessarily just like carbon copied from him, because like you don't just want two of the same thing, like, you know, it's the same reason you have hot fudge with cold ice cream.
You're listening to Parental Guidance Suggested, brought to you by Hinson Oakley Family Dentistry. We are high atop the lovely podcast center. Jane Ellen talking with Adam Cravens, being Fast and Furious with Hobbs and or Shaw.
Just Hobbs and Shaw.
Hobbs and
not Hobbs and Or. Like, yeah. You don't get to pick. It's not a choose your own adventure.
All right, Hobbs. Which one is which?
The Hobbs is Dwayne Johnson and Shaw is Jason Statham.
And the story is, and they end up in Hawaii for reasons. Hashtag reasons.
Yes.
For reasons.
Shaw's sister has injected herself with a virus, and she has to, because if she didn't, the bad guys were going to get. Did you see Mission Impossible 2 back in the
yes.
day? Okay, it's the plot to Mission Impossible 2.
Oh, okay, got
the,
it.
I don't know why you would go back, look at all of the Mission Impossible movies, take the worst one, and then be like, let's lift the barely there plot for that movie mm-hmm. and plug it into our movie. And like, if you're going to talk about, again, any Mission Impossible movie, why is that the one that you're just know. Like, eh, we'll do that?
Well, maybe they're thinking, well, who's going to notice?
True. I mean, again, it is the lesser of the Mission Impossibles. At this point, the movie's 19 years old. I'm probably the only person in the theater that was like, this is the plot to Mission Impossible 2. I haven't watched that movie since 2000. Why are they making me watch it again here?
Yeah, nobody cared. So it's that. So they're trying to save her and stop the bad guys.
Right. That, I mean, because if not, like, it's apparently like a global killer. And if it gets airborne,
blah, blah, blah,
you're going to have a contagion
uh-huh.
and everyone's dead.
Blech. Okay.
Yeah.
So here's what I want to know. Obviously, it's making scads of money. Is it set up for there to be another one with more Kevin Hart?
Yes. You okay. can. Well, and Ryan Reynolds is also.
What?
Yes. That
what?
Ryan Reynolds is in the movie. And I'm just like. You have Kevin Hart and Ryan Reynolds on the payroll, and why is this movie not like a four-way dance of awesome? But no, he just, like, it's not a cameo, but, like, he's in it for, I would say, a total of maybe 10 to 15 minutes.
So maybe 2 weeks of work.
Sure. Well, I mean, if he had to go out and get, like, a latte during one of them, so yeah. it extended to a second week. I wouldn't even call. Honest to goodness, if he didn't do this in 3 days... I'd be surprised. And I mean, the director is the one responsible for Deadpool 2, and I think he did some uncredited work on the original John Wick. So, like, mm-hmm. his bona fides as far as action goes, like, and even comedy to a certain extent, are pretty solid.
Nice.
But I wouldn't, okay, like, a lot of people have made comparisons between Dwayne Johnson and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay. Sort of. They're both.
They are their action,
yes.
the top tier action hero
yes,
of their era.
And they're both pumped up.
But Schwarzenegger, I think, chose a lot better directors. And I'm not trying to dump on every movie The Rock's ever done. Mm-hmm. But like Schwarzenegger did at least, let's see, three movies I can think of right off the top of my head with James Cameron. He Who Would Do Avatar... did Titanic. I'm just mm-hmm. saying, like, James Cameron's about as director as you can get.
Mm-hmm.
Two of his movies are in the top five highest grossing films of all time. And Schwarzenegger, that was his go-to guy. He also worked with John McTiernan, who made Die Hard, which mm-hmm. more or less revolutionized the action genre. And like 30 years later, I will still stack Die Hard against literally
yeah.
anything else that you show me. He did Predator with him.
Mm-hmm.
If you can name, like, Dwayne Johnson's movies benefit from him, I don't always think it works the other way around.
Right.
Like,
I mean, I did enjoy The Tooth Fairy, and I think...
But did you enjoy The Tooth Fairy because of the engaging plot, the solid direction, or did you like Dwayne Johnson?
And Steve Merchant. Steve Merchant. Yes? Steve?
I think so, yeah.
Steve.
It's been a minute since I've seen it. But I think, anyway, I think you're... Yeah.
He's one of the creators of The British Office. Steve. Anyway, he was the tall, thin, morose guy. Regarding the Tooth Fairy, yeah, plot, whatever. But I thought it was Dwayne Johnson actively choosing to not be The Rock, the wrestler, and to be made more relatable.
Well, I mean, it was kind of his, the same way Schwarzenegger did Kindergarten Cop.
Right.
I think that's the same kind of interplay.
It's not a tumor.
And like, I'll tell, like, it's a stupid movie, but my goodness, if I don't crack up every time I watch that stupid movie. Like,
or twins.
I'm Terminator 2, greatest sci-fi action movie ever made. Kindergarten Cop,
it's not a tumor.
It's a stupid premise, but I'll tell you, Home Alone is a stupid premise, but I cackle every time I watch that movie. And so, not for nothing, Ivan Reitman of Ghostbusters fame did do Kindergarten Cop. That guy does know a thing or two about comedy.
True that. So how much is this made?
I believe it has opened up on the low end when compared to the other Fast and the Furious movies. But when I say low end, I want to say they've said it's doing like $60, $70 million.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought it was going to hit between
somewhere around like 180 worldwide. So like it's doing fine. It's easily the top film of the weekend. The most recent Fast and the Furious movie, I want to say, did about $98 million to $100 million its opening weekend domestically. So like it's not quite those numbers, but like I assure you, this film sees profit. There's no way this film does not see profit.
See, now that I know Ryan Reynolds and Kevin Hart are in it, I want to see it even more.
But why don't you put that up? I'm just saying, like, if I advertised a movie to you that had Dwayne Johnson, Ryan Reynolds, Kevin Hart, and Jason Statham, like, what? It doesn't matter what movie that is.
And or my friend Douglas Turrell.
Well, sure. We can. We'll make it the five-way dance of awesome.
Yes.
But I'm just like I guess like I don't know why Dwayne Johnson is not seeking out better directors. And like there's at one point like there's a big action set piece where they've got this. It's a wrecker and it's taking down a helicopter.
Is its name Mater?
No, but that's probably because Disney doesn't own Fast and the Furious.
Oh. Yet.
I'm sure they're in talks with it now. They're like, is that a franchise we don't own? Go get that. But like they just keep locking more and more wreckers to. It's the one you've seen it in the previews. Mm-hmm. And like they're just like, hold on, kick the juice in, and like six wreckers take down a helicopter and like. Again, I've watched every Marvel movie ever released. Like one of those movies is about like a guy from space come down that we believe is a Norse like god, and he has a magical hammer. So like I will give you like the benefit of the doubt. Like I have a suspension of disbelief. That, like, if you'll convince me, I'm just like, okay, Back to the Future. Like, they did a very realistic way that I'm just like, okay, yeah, if that's how time travel worked, this is how they would do it. The movie Contact, like, where they have, like, the alien blueprints that are sent down. I'm just like, okay, yeah, if aliens wanted to send down blueprints and make us build something, that's how they do it. The wrecker thing just... It's like somebody stuck a wrench like in the giant clock. And I'm like, I don't care how hard you press the gas or how well or what kind of engine that is. I don't think you can do that to a helicopter. Like, I don't think it's a Blackhawk, but I'm still pretty sure you can't do it to that helicopter. Like it was enough so that again, it just made me stop.
It just took you out of the film.
I like good action.
Right.
And if you like, okay, in the Matrix, like they could, you could jump up in the air, like, you know, you could have a 360 spin around it. And it made sense to me because they're like, you're inside a computer. And I'm like, okay, I buy that. But like, they're not like, and Dwayne Johnson, like grabs a chain and is like pulling on the car.
Down?
He didn't pull it down, but like, he's got his arm on the truck. And I'm just like, listen, Dwayne Johnson is easy. Like, if there is a man who is an actual action hero in real life versus the character they play, I believe Dwayne Johnson could do that. And I'm like, and this is even if I'm going, okay, fine, the wreckers can take down the helicopter. Then it comes off its thing and he just grabs it. And he's going like, ah, and I'm like, I mean, listen, his biceps as large as like my leg. I don't think he can do that.
I'd like to think he can. So anyway, you enjoyed it, and it's at least worth a matinee.
Dwayne Johnson is always worth watching. The Fast and the Furious movies have been very profitable.
Oh,
I am not one of those people, but if this is your type of movie, like, and you don't mind when wreckers take down helicopters. If you just want to see some big action, this movie's big action. You want to see, like, Dwayne Johnson, like, charismaticking it up, if that's a word? He's doing that. And Statham is pretty entertaining as well. This is not usually my cup of tea, But there are some people that this is their 20-ounce Mountain Dew.
Right.
And if it is, you're going to love this movie.
Mm-hmm.
But if you like, again, physics, like Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Anthony Hopkins.
Probably. Yeah, they're probably not going. You're not going to be into this. You're just going to be like, okay, well, that obviously happened.
Now, this is an important question. If I haven't seen the others, will I understand it?
I have not seen the others, and I understood it.
Okay.
And again, or if you've seen Mission Impossible 2, like, you've already seen, like, your high points. Like, different actors in there. Tom Cruise doesn't try to kill himself in this movie. But basically, like, they've changed some locations. But it's almost the exact same plot as the terrible Mission Impossible
now
movie.
This is my plan. Because I'm so busy, I can't get to the theater. My plan is, that'll be out streaming the next few months. I will watch Mission Impossible 2 and then watch this. That will be delightful.
Or better yet, watch Mission Impossible Fallout. Don't ever watch Mission Impossible 2. And then just watch Hobbs and Shaw. Anyways, there's no reason for anybody to ever go back and watch Mission Impossible 2 now. We saw it. We understand it was a mistake. We don't talk about it now. Basically, for all intents and purposes, Mission Impossible started with Mission Impossible 3. Maybe the first one, if you want to say that.
It's the Star Trek 5 of the Mission Impossible franchise.
It just, I can't. When I first came out, I just kind of like, okay, well, it's a really different movie from the first one. But now that I have multiple Mission Impossibles to pull through, I'm just like, okay, yeah, that's the bad one.
Yeah.
That's dumb. You can't do that with a kick. Oh, my goodness. What are they flying on motorcycles? Is that what's happening here? Oh, there's doves. This is definitely a John Woo movie.
Oh, yeah. You got to love that. When doves make John Woo movies.
When they slow motion.
Remember the cape flapping and the doves and Face Off? I mean, that's just classic. But we can't go down that rabbit hole.
All right.
We got to wrap it up.
Limp Bizkit does the Mission Impossible theme in that movie. I'm just going to leave it at that.
All right. So do you know what's coming up next week? I know you are. This is what you're going to see, young man. You're going to see Dora the Explorer.
Well, Guillermo del Toro's movie that he's producing, I think it's Scary Stories Told at Night.
No, you're going to see Dora the Explorer.
But there's a Guillermo del Toro influenced film. And also
Dora the Explorer.
Also The Kitchen. Which based on a comic book, but they're not playing it. More or less, you've got.
Is The Kitchen a superhero?
No, it's based on a comic. It's not a superhero comic book.
Is The Kitchen a football player? Because I know there's one called The Refrigerator.
Yes, that's his brother.
Okay.
No. you have a group of three women, and like their husbands were kind of like on the outside of the law. And all of them are put away.
Oh,
and basically,
yeah.
They don't. Melissa
and
McCarthy.
So now they're on it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That
looks
good.
Like, it looks really like solid, and like it's based on a book from DC's Vertigo line,
okay.
Which like I didn't get to read when it came out, but like a lot of the reviews were just like, why are you people not checking this out? And I'm like, because it doesn't have Iron Man in it.
Yeah,
like,
pretty much.
A lot of times, people, if you put him in it, or maybe one of the Guardians of the Galaxy, yeah, they'll flock right over there.
But here's the thing. Dora the Explorer came out, or is coming out. And you have a young daughter who loves Dora. And the older kids who grew up on it, they're totally pumped. Because it's not just Dora, it's Diego, too.
What if I see two movies?
Fine.
And one of them is Scary Stories We Tell at Night, and the other is The Kitchen.
Or Dora. There you go.
I'll take it under advisement.
You know what I'll do? I'll tell your kids.
That they're going.
You want to see Dora live action? Yes, Daddy.
They'll be like, no, we want to play Fortnite.
Take me to
That's
Dora.
What they'll say.
Yeah,
I'm playing Fortnite. I'm in the middle of Fortnite.
Yeah. So anyway, stuff coming up, good stuff, all that. Hobbs and Shaw worth seeing. Thank you so much for listening to Parental Guidance Suggested. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.